So on this twin flame journey, a lot of people are confused as to whether they are experiencing a toxic relationship or not. Is the twin flame journey toxic? Is the twin flame toxic? And so they're not sure. So because I get asked this all the time, I felt guided to go through 5 different signs of an actual toxic relationship and kind of do a comparison between these ideas of being truly a toxic relationship so you can look within yourself and determine, is this twin flame journey, is the twin flame person, are they truly toxic, or is it something that's actually helping me? So stay tuned. Hello, fellow flames. In case we haven't met, my name is Dr. Harmony, and I will help you live fearless, live loved, and live free. If you're new to my channel, welcome, and if you're returning, welcome back. Make sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so that you know when all my videos and content come live. So before we jump into those 5 ways to determine if this is a toxic relationship for you or not, I want to remind you that this is a self-love journey. And so make sure to check out my self-love makeover and my self-care is not selfish guidebook and get plugged in today and really dive deep within yourself and choose to look and work in those 6 areas and aspects of how you can build your own self up. Because at the end of the day, this whole twin flame journey is not about the person, it's the process. And that's my goal, is to help you navigate that process. So the first way to know if it's truly a toxic relationship is if you're experiencing social isolation. And I don't mean this from a standpoint of the twin flame journey that we know of as us cocooning, working on ourselves, and that's the side that's kind of the positive side of it. I'm referring more to a person, a partner, even family members that can criticize you and your friends, and that they're making you, say for instance, in the partner especially, having you isolate from them, and not even in a direct way. You know, most people talk about this through that narcissistic behavior. And so through that, you know, a lot of partners, they try to cling to you, they try to isolate you, they try to prevent you from having a life outside of yourself. And they want you basically to give more attention to them than you do other people. And it's that sense of jealousy, if not, or even if they don't directly say these things, because most of it is so subliminal that you don't realize it. I know for me personally, these things were happening to me in my past relationship of 8 years, that it actually was all happening and I couldn't even see it. And I didn't even realize that it was narcissistic until I got out of it, is how controlling it was. And it was very deep. It was a very deep connection. It was very much of a soulmate. It started out at 4 years of heaven that went into 3-4 years of hell. So it's important in this process that, you know, you don't let other people control who you are and who your identity is. It can be really difficult for you when you go to leave that and you've kind of isolated yourself from your support system, and now it's like you don't know who to turn to. Now, as I promised, we're going to compare that to the twin flame and the twin flame journey, because this is where people get so confused and they think that the twin flame or the twin flame journey is toxic. The first question is this person you believe to be your twin flame, are they doing this to you and causing you to separate from your family and your friends and don't let you have your own identity? And I want you to know, like, on the twin flame journey, it doesn't work that way, because they're helping you create an identity. Now, they might be triggering in you the things that your family, generational things that are repetitive cycles that you see that's coming up through your family and the interactions. And know that, like, then you have to look at that. Is that toxic because it's helping you heal you? They're actually sending you to an inner isolation, meaning you're going inside of yourself to see the things you've never saw in you before. But they have no care or clue as to, are you going to go see your family or not? Most of them in the whole twin flame concept, that's a true connection, really are in a place when they trigger you that they're not caring about how you navigate your life. And the reason I say that in the reflection of that is because technically they're the ones not running their life the way they need to, and going about their life the way they need to and going about their family things the way they need to, and they're with their friends and they've got a life, okay? Now, and then there looks like, okay, well, they're not giving me what I need. That does mean you need to call back your power and come into yourself and, you know, let go of that. But most of the time, it's the projection that you want them to fill something for you, and it's you creating the toxicity versus them only triggering your wounds. So the second way to know if this is truly a toxic relationship is to know, are they trying to change you? Okay, so this is like the dichotomy of the catch-22, because your twin flame is gonna change you, but it's the intention behind the action that counts. So if they're coming at you directly and saying to you that basically at one end, they wanna be with you and they like being with you and they truly want to spend time with you, that is one thing. It's not the action they take versus the intention behind it. But a lot of times when it's toxic, they try to change you in a way that they talk down to you. They don't like the things that make you unique. They want you to be like them. You know, I went out with this guy one time in this whole twin flame journey, and he was definitely a twin flame situation. But one of the things I would say to you in that, he wanted to be so connected that when you ordered, like, say, a pizza, he wanted to eat the same thing, drink the same thing, have the same thing. Every time we went to eat, I don't eat what he eats. Like, I barely ate pizza, much less like wings and a burger and bar food. That just wasn't what I would eat. So I would go there with him, but I would get a salad, or we got a pizza, like, and he would get all this meat and all these things, and I would just get like a mushroom on half of it or veggie. It really, like, he wanted me to down to eating everything he ate. And it wasn't toxic based on that happening in a sense that he was technically trying to change me to necessarily do it, because he basically was the one that ended based on our differences. And I'm saying, can't we just be friends and have fun here? Do we have to go this all or nothing thing? But he basically needed the opportunity to choose himself. And what I will tell you about that is that he had always jumped into these relationships, and he went into these codependent relationships, and I gave him an opportunity to not do that. So he was actually trying not to do that. But on the flip side, because of how much he's been mingled with people, this desire, this connection, he didn't technically try to change me, but he wanted these things. And so kind of what I'm saying in that is, if somebody like that is trying to get you to be that much conformed to what they want you to be, and they don't allow you to have your identity, it's not a healthy relationship. You know, we need relationships that support each other and encourage each other. Now, here's where it gets interesting, because an unhealthy one typically tells you everything that you're doing wrong, okay? Now, I got to tell you, being in my own twin flame dynamic, Julian doesn't tell me what I'm doing wrong, but he does point out what I need to work on. And he doesn't try to change me, and sure as hell doesn't want me to try to change him. And I have no intentions of trying to change him. But the thing is, being able to go through the reflection of each other and the support of each other and the encouragement of each other, so like he might read something I wrote or a program I'm putting together, and he can see things I didn't see, and then he can tell me his thoughts. And so for me, like, I've never really needed this, but to have a cheerleader to say, like, oh, this is great, great job. And don't get me wrong, he does and does do that and says he's proud of me and like all these things, but he can see something I can't see, and he can make suggestions that I couldn't see otherwise. There's a big difference in these things. And know that, you know, you're gonna change with your twin flame or the journey, but it's all about is a person trying to make you change before you can make them happy or not. That is the key here. So the third way to know if this is truly toxic or if it's really just transmuting who you are is there jealousy? And so this goes both ways in this. So a lot of times, you know, whenever a relationship has a lot of jealousy, of course, it's never a healthy thing. But the key is, I've seen this where people are upset if their twin flame isn't upset that or jealous over them not doing certain things for them. So I get this all the time where clients will say to me that he didn't want to spend time with me, wanted to spend it with other people. And the sense of technically being jealous that, you know, he wants to spend it with other people. But on the flip side of that, being like, if you were going to go spend time with other people and they're like, oh, go, then it's like, oh, well, now I'm upset because he didn't feel like I did in that projection of what I think I know how I feel that I want to be with him. And it gives you a sense of, well, he doesn't want to be with me, and it's hitting a wound, basically. And so the key in this is to know that a lot of times what you are seeing in this is your own projection back. So you believe a certain thing, or you're the one that's actually jealous of the karmic. And because you're jealous of the karmic, you actually know that you want to be with him or her, you know, whatever, whichever. And on the flip side, if they don't respond that way, now you feel like something's wrong because they're not responding in a jealous way. And that's technically you're the one creating the toxicity if you can't allow this to let that person also handle their own soul lessons with their own karmic partners and get their own journey and let them go and go do what they need to do for themselves while you continue to work on yourself. Most of the toxicity here is what I'm trying to paint in this is your own projections creating it if you're in the true twin flame situation. Where on the flip side, it doesn't mean there can't be people that aren't jealous or going through all these things, and that's when you need to identify that and then you be the one definitely to step out of those situations. But if it's truly that, you know, they're giving you a sign that they don't want to be with you and they want to spend it with other people, and it's your projection assuming that they should want to be or being hurt because they're not, and they're not leading you down a path that's misleading. Because here's the other thing, a lot of times they're not taking you down a misleading path, it's you putting yourself in that misleading path because you assume things one way, you want things one way, you read it one way that kind of like works for you and what your desire is in this outcome and creating this relationship. And they technically never gave you any indication that it was going to go anywhere to begin with. It was your projection that what you wanted, and you've just set it up to be in that dynamic. And so, you know, you're the one that needs to see that this is being created through your own projections so that you can truly determine if this is something you need to handle or something that they need to, and you might need to call back your power. And, you know, if they're not wanting to be with you to begin with, then by all means, you need to go and move towards people, experiences that want to show up for you. But until you make that choice, no one else is going to show up for you because you're teaching them how they show up for you based on how you show up for yourself. So in a true toxic relationship, the fourth one is all about what makes them happy. And that's kind of going back to what I mentioned, but I'm going to bring it full circle, because the thing about toxic relationships is that they are usually one-sided, and the twin flame journey is usually one-sided. And that is why it's so confusing. You know, one person in a relationship gets everything they want while the other one feels ignored and unimportant. However, what you have to realize, that is where if you're in a relationship that has been defined as a relationship and you have a daily process together, and in that togetherness, you're being ignored. You know, you might say to them, I want this or I want that, or I would desire this or I desire that, and they never learn how to compromise and it has to be their way, then definitely by all means, that is an ego, and that is something that you need to step up for yourself and to know that you need to move into doing things that are happy for you. And so the best way that happens in that scenario is if you stop making it all about them and if you stop doing everything that they want, because I want to tell you that's usually how it works and how this twin flame journey works anyway. And you show up in a place, you know, the twin flame comes when they want to, and then you're available every time because you know that if you're not available when they show up, then you're not going to get to see them. Instead of caring about your own life and going in your own direction and letting them come to you when it's convenient for you. So 9 times out of 10, you've already created the pattern and you've already created the habit based on your own issues here, that you're not happy with yourself or your own life, or you haven't created these things in your life that are important to you, or you don't know what you want. That is where you need to call back the power, learn who you are, what you want, what makes you happy, and move in a direction that you're creating that relationship with yourself and creating space for someone to come to you rather than always going to them. But in the flip side of that, know that most of the time when it's truly toxic is when you come into this space of literally being in a relationship and together, and they literally flat out won't do what you want to do. That's less often than the opposite of what I just said, that basically you've trained them how to do that and you've allowed it and you've put up with it. And until you change that in yourself and go forward in yourself that way, the twin flame or anyone will not come into that place. So I invite you to take a look at your own journey and what your own desires are, what makes you happy, and how you can go through a relationship being happy in life, a life of happiness, and let go of the idea that you're going to make either somebody happy or that they're going to make you happy. So the fifth way to know that you're in a toxic relationship is if the relationship means everything to you. Now, this is where like the twin flame dynamics and the twin flame and twin flame relationships and the journey can definitely become toxic. And this is because when in a healthy relationship, you know, you continue to maintain outside friendships, have time with family, have self-love, and do the things you want to do. And you've created an identity and you have a life, and you don't make that partner your everything, okay? Or, you know, this twin flame. And most people have built around this concept of the twin flame of the outcome, what it looks like. They get the bubble love, and they go through the process already of coming together so quickly, so magnetically, so mind-blowingly, that they go from the initial state into the end result of all of these things. Now, here, I'll be the first to tell you, Julian and I were engaged 6 weeks after meeting, and we were married about 8 weeks after meeting. There was a big difference in how that happened, because technically we were moving and merging together as one after doing so much work, you know, individually. And I had actually, it was in my chart for 2 years that was going to happen. And I will be the first to tell you, here's the other thing, that was not like either of us. That's the other bizarre thing. You have to realize that a lot of people do that, make mistake. Him and I actually, he'd never been married at 44. I had been divorced since 2004 up until 2021. So what is that? I don't even know, like 17 years being divorced. One relationship that had been 8 years in the middle of that, and had 4 to 5 years preparing for the one when that one came in, and then, you know, 7 years after him before Julian came in, and had some dating time or all this craziness from the twin flame journey in between. So a piece of that, from the standpoint of when it's truly toxic and they're your everything, you kind of design that from a subconscious standpoint, because if you're their everything, it makes it easier for them to control you, which makes it harder for you to leave. But most of the time, that's how you get linked in the loop of that anyway, because you technically, if they're your everything, you don't want to leave. And it becomes this love-hate relationship, which the twin flame journey can be, but it comes at it from a much different angle that is definitely one that you are the one that's responsible to allow them to be your only one, but not to lose your identity in the process, or at least not your new identity. Because technically, in the twin flame journey, and that's why this gets confusing, is you're losing your whole identity to create someone new and better. So a really good way to look at this and all of this is it represent my highest good and the future me and the future self? And is tough as it is and as hard as it is it moving me into a better place for myself or away from my higher self? That's something to ask yourself. Or you could ask yourself, is this something that's making me see things about myself that I wouldn't have saw otherwise? And go back to the drawing board of every interaction with these relationships and look in the mirror and reflection of that person and ask yourself, am I creating this? And what am I doing to create this? So meaning is it your projections, that things that you've put onto that person to fulfill for you, or what you saw in them because you want that from them, or you want them to do that for you, so you're doing it for them and you desire it, so you expect it? These are questions to ask yourself. And at the end of the day, you know, if you're seeing these things come from the person doing these things to you, then yes, it's toxic. But since the relationship rarely, in the twin flame journey, rarely comes from a true toxic place, and I'm not saying it can't, okay? I'm not saying it can't. I'm not here to give you relationship advice and also advice for what you need to do to heal this if it's some deeper level in yourself. However, 99% of the time, it's coming from within, because even if it is truly toxic, what have you done to get yourself in the situation and you created it? Know that all of this is the sum of your choices of why you're in this. And it is cleaning up soul contracts and completing partnerships and agreements of soul contracts with these soul partners. At the end of the day, it's the ultimate relationship you're creating with yourself that creates the connection you have to the ultimate partner. And at the end of the day, that's what you're looking for. And by all means, it needs to be two-sided, and it needs to be healthy and harmonic. And that's not to say it's not going to bring things up for you to both work on. But if you're truly in the relationship as a relationship, in that it's going to be some form of commitment. And most of the time there's not a commitment, and you expect one based on the way that it goes down, or the idea, oh, this is a twin flame connection, we have to be together. And no, you don't. Of course, your soul can choose certain things, but know that you got to really look at, is this for my highest good or not? So thank you for joining. And I appreciate all of your feedback. I appreciate all of your following me and my journey and all your questions. So make sure to let me know how this video has helped you, and any questions you might have that I could use as video topics that might be of interest to other people. And don't forget to check out the Self Love Makeover. All the links are below. And I will see you in the next video. May you always face your fears, find freedom, and glow forward on fire. Namaste. Thank you.